Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and happy December, when half the population officially starts their Christmas countdowns, and the other half pretends that they're totally on top of the holiday shopping. No judgment. Tonight, we've got a full lineup, updates on local healthcare planning, fresh holiday happenings, and the latest on emergency preparedness, plus a ski report that'll either get you pumped for the slopes or remind you to stretch before you try anything heroic. And hey, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel and follow ESN across social media. It keeps us going, it keeps you informed, and it keeps the algorithm from forgetting we exist. Also, a huge shout out to this month's Epic Eats winners, Coach Whip Cafe in the Owens Valley, and proving yet again that good food is absolutely a competitive sport, the Rolling Chef in Mammoth, serving up dishes that make winter feel a little warmer. All right, grab your cocoa, your coffee, or your courage. Let's jump into today's Eastern Sierra Now. In a push to better understand local health needs, NIHD and SIHD, Southern Inyo Hospital, are inviting every resident of Inyo County to take part in a joint survey under what's called a Community Health Needs Assessment, or CHNA. The survey is open now and takes less than 10 minutes. It's anonymous and available in both English and Spanish. The goal? To build a county-wide picture of what health challenges people are facing. Everything from access to care, mental health concerns, chronic illness patterns, to the unique needs of families and older adults. According to NIHD CEO Christian Wallace, the collaboration helps the districts listen more closely, learn more deeply, and plan more effectively for the health of Inyo County. SIHD CEO Dr. Kevin Flanagan adds that having both districts working from the same community feedback gives a clearer sense of priorities, helping guide decisions towards where resources will do the most good. So if you live in Inyo County and have thoughts about what healthcare should look like here, this is your chance. The survey is open through December 8. Links, QR codes, or mailed copies are all options. Details are up at both districts' websites. Few minutes, real impact. It's not a bad trade. A planned fuel reduction operation in the mountains above Mammoth Lakes and June Lake, the Inyo National Forest will begin pile burning starting tomorrow in the Reds Meadow Valley. Fire crews will burn roughly 150 acres in units labeled FR1 and FR2 over the remainder of the week, plus a few small piles near the base of ski lift at the June Mountain Chair 1. The piled materials consist of limb branches, cut logs, and other vegetation debris, cleared out to reduce surface and ladder fuels. That effort helps slow potential wildfires from spreading rapidly. Residents in communities like Mammoth Lakes and travelers on nearby roads, including Highway 395, might see or smell smoke. So keep windows shut if you're sensitive, and check air quality updates at fire.airnow.gov or via the Air Now app. You also can check the air quality index at easternsierranow.com. That's your heads up on fuel reduction burning coming to Reds Meadow and June Lake. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they can turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. For those looking to deck their halls this season or just snag a good pine scent, good news, the Mammoth Boosters Tree Lot is back in action. Through December 23rd, the lot will be open from 1 to 6 p.m. You'll find fresh-cut trees, wreaths, lights, and stands. They're doing online ordering for faster pickup. If you pick up a tree or wreath and you're a Booster member, there's a free gift waiting for you. But it's more than just shopping. The lot comes with a bit of holiday spirit. Free arcade games for kids, fire pits, twinkling lights, a festive vibe that becomes a seasonal tradition, and the best part? Every cent from your tree purchase goes straight towards supporting Mammoth High School students, athletics, activities, you name it. That means you deck the halls and you help a kid chase their dream. It's a win-win. Holiday alert for families in Bishop and surrounding neighborhoods. Operation Santa is heading to a neighborhood near you on December 17th, starting at 5:30 p.m. This initiative, put on by your local community, offers a chance for families to get some holiday spirit and good cheer. Maps have been released displaying the scheduled route. But don't worry if Santa doesn't appear to be passing by your house this year. Several viewing areas have been identified along the route, including the BUHS parking lot, where emergency vehicles will have no sirens to make the experience more inclusive to those with special needs. Because sometimes holiday cheer arrives the loudest with flashing lights and friendly faces stopping by to say hello. Northern Innu Healthcare District, NIHD, has appointed Margaret Maggie Egan to its board of directors, filling the Zone 1 vacancy. Egan has deep roots in the Eastern Sierra, more than two decades in the region, with time spent both in Mammoth Lakes and Bishop. From 1999 to 2014, she worked at NIHD in roles including admissions, radiology, administrative assistant, and medical staff coordinator, overseeing credentialing, privileging, peer review, and regulatory compliance. Before that, her background includes many years as a paramedic, plus experience as a ski patrol member and EMT/CPR trainer. She's also volunteered with the NIHD Auxiliary and Foundation, including several years as foundation president. NIHD's CEO says Egan knows the district from the inside out, and her mix of clinical, administrative, and community experience should help guide the hospital district's future. Egan will serve the remainder of the current term for Zone 1. A full election will follow according to state law and district policy. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Mono County has secured $900,000 to fund emergency backup generators thanks to inclusion in the newly signed federal appropriations law HR 5371. The funding comes through the Rural Community Facilities Program and is earmarked to support purchase and installation of generators that will power critical county facilities during severe weather, power outages, or other emergencies. While the money has been committed, county staff says it won't be available for immediate use. They're waiting on final grant administration procedures and federal agency approval before disbursement. County leadership praised the move, especially given Mono's high elevation challenges and vulnerability to weather events, ensuring reliable power for public safety, administrative services, and community health. It's now a clearer priority. So for residents, this fund sets the stage for more resilient infrastructure that could matter when winter arrives or storms hit, something many around here know well. On to sports, now brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where the burgers are smoky, the ribs are slow, and we always root for our local teams. The Bishop Broncos pulled off a gusty come-from-behind 26-22 win over number one seed and previously undefeated Liberty High School. Madera punching their ticket to the CIF Central Section Division 5 Championship. Senior quarterback Emery Dondero threw 15 of 21 for 246 yards and had a rushing score, while senior wideout Carlos Suarez reeled in six passes for 124 yards. The Broncos defense also showed up big. Two interceptions, two fumble recoveries, and key tackles for loss to help to seal the upset. Then last week, during the Division 5 championship, the Bishop Broncos pulled off a dominant 16-21 victory against the Wood Lake Tigers, claiming the school's fourth CIF Central Section Division 5 championship. Right from the first play, the Broncos rocked the field. Sophomore Hunter Daly took the opening snap and sprinted 70 yards for a touchdown. Daly ended the night with a staggering 284 rushing yards on just 13 carries and three touchdowns. On the ground and through the air, the Broncos kept rolling. Elliott Duda added two rushing TDs, while sophomore Emery Dondero handled the offense efficiently, completing 9 of 13 passes for 192 yards and two scoring strikes. Defensively, Bishop was just a force, shutting out Woodlake in the first half and snagging four interceptions on the night. Two picks came from Richie Talavera and two from Carlos Suarez, with Suarez returning one pick 90 yards for a defensive touchdown. 90. With the Division 5 crown secured, the Broncos now shift focus to the postseason. Coming up, the Broncos are slated to play in the CIF State Southern Area 5A Championship this Saturday at Southgate High School starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are $12 for regular admission and $8 for children, students, and seniors. Additionally, parking may require a fee, so bring cash if you plan to attend the game. This all means one thing, another shot at glory. And maybe another reason to hit up Copper Top Barbecue after the game for a well-earned celebration or commiseration. Though after 69-21, probably the former. Congrats, Broncos. These were two amazing performances. And good luck in your next game. Win or lose, we're excited to see how you play. Once again, this section was brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Don't miss this must-stop spot along 395, and be sure to check them out at coppertopbarbecue.com.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
All right, snowseekers, here's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report, the perfect blend of optimism, reality, and mild windburn. It's a mostly sunny, breezy start on the hill this morning. Any leftover clouds are expected to burn off early, setting up with a pretty gorgeous day, the kind that tricks you into thinking winter is already in full swing. Now, let's talk conditions. The mountain is currently rocking a 12-inch base with mixed conditions, which in ski speak means bring your sharp edges, your soft knees, and maybe don't ask too many questions. As for what's open, you've got 59 trails, 7 lifts, and 1 terrain park ready to go. That's plenty of mountain to explore, or get lost on, depending on your relationship with trail maps, of course. Mammoth has 8 lifts scheduled out of Main Lodge, though heads up, the upper mountain may see some delays this morning thanks to the breeze deciding it wants to be part of the operations team. And a quick reminder, Canyon Lodge and the Village Gondola are closed today, but both are expected to reopen this weekend. Translation, you still have time to pretend you were planning to be there anyway. And finally, if you've been meaning to buy your Icon Pass, stop meaning and actually do it. The last day to buy is December 11th, and after that, you'll be left with nothing but regret and day ticket prices. That's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. Stay safe, ski smart, and remember, if you don't post a summit photo, the algorithm assumes you didn't ski. All right, let's take a look at the weather, because whether you love it, hate it, or pretend not to check it every 10 minutes, it's definitely has its plans for you. Starting in Bishop today, comes in cool and calm with highs in the low 50s. Overnight, lows drop into the upper 20s. Perfect for reminding you that yes, it is December, despite your refusal to put away the patio furniture. Tomorrow warms up just a touch, highs in the mid 50s with sunshine doing its best impression of spring, while the temperature does its best impression of not spring. Overnight lows fall back to around 33 degrees, and by Friday, temperatures hold steady in the low 60s. A few clouds drift through, but nothing dramatic. Think of it as the weather equivalent of someone showing up fashionably late with no real contribution. You know, in the work field, they call that guy Blister. Up the hill in Mammoth Lakes today is playing its usual winter greatest hits. Highs in the upper 30s and a light breeze that says, I'm not trying to be rude, but you will zip your jacket. Skies tomorrow, mostly clear. Tomorrow warms up slightly with highs in the upper 40s. Expect partly cloudy skies, the kind that make you wonder, whether snow is coming? And the answer is, not today. But good guess. And Friday increases all the way up to the low 50s. All right. And that's your Wednesday through Friday forecast. Bundle up, stay warm, and remember, in the Eastern Sierra, the weather doesn't change because we check it, but it does seem to enjoy keeping us on our toes. And freezing them sometimes. And that wraps up today's report, the first one of December, which means if you haven't started your holiday countdown yet, this is your gentle nudge or your panic button. Dealer's choice. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials so you never miss an update, a storm report, or a debate about where to get the best burrito. And of course, congratulations once more to our Epic Eats champions, Coach Whip Cafe down in the Owens Valley, and the Rolling Chef in Mammoth. Go celebrate their victory the proper way by ordering something delicious. Thanks for watching, Eastern Sierra. Stay warm, stay kind, stay festive. We'll see you next time.